Oh my God.
They really did.
After all that.
For sure.
The SEC, what you mean?
Jesus, man.
Welcome back to episode 109 of Off the Field Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
I hope you enjoyed our Carl Anthony Towns impressions.
Yeah, I hope you all had a safe and fun Memorial Day weekend. I know we each...
Oh, yeah, it was a Memorial Day
weekend. Yeah, I rested, mainly. You know, you
there's holidays that as you get older, I just forget about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but any day that I could take a day off work, you know,
yeah,
it's a great day.
Yeah, of course. And, obviously respect to all the troops that served our country. I know that holiday's for them and we respect everything you do. And let's get our promo out of the way because we're starting to remember to do it at the beginning of the
podcast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Where can people follow us on the gram?
OTF.podcast or at Austin Kleschka or at Captain America from Softball. And then we post, I think we're just going to do Fridays from now
on. Fridays seem like the new thing, but same time.
Yes, 7 a.m. You can get it everywhere. That's Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. You get the video version all at 7 a.m. on Fridays.
Exactly, on Fridays.
Yeah.
So if you're on your way to school or, you know, if you're deciding on the way to work, or maybe you're done with work and then you just want to listen to the pod, chill, relax. That's
a graveyard shift. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're done with work, it's
exactly. So, you know, listen to the pod.
Yeah.
Hear us ramble about what's going on in
life.
Throw it a like, yeah. Hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube.
All that stuff really does help, by the way, we exist in an algorithm. And when you like it and you share it and you watch it, the algorithm thinks, hey, we should share this with other people. And then it gets put out there. So if you want to support OTF, then make sure you're doing that to keep it going. Thank you very much.
And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Is our rating still perfect? It was perfect for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in a long time.
Me neither. But like I said, if you're there, might as well throw a little bit of a 5-star review. We really do appreciate it here on the podcast. So
the podcast on Spotify is still perfect. Oh. 5 stars with 174 reviews.
Wow.
So thank you very much to everybody that left a review. And if you're one hater that's about to go leave a 4, why?
Yeah. I wonder if that's how Uber drivers feel. Like, you know, you're perfect your first couple of rides, and then there's that one person who had, like, a bad day.
Yeah.
And then just ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, I feel like somebody would be doing it out of a joke right now if
I know, there is going to be that one viewer.
Like, ha, 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 not perfect anymore.
Exactly.
And you know who is back and has me feeling perfect?
Tell us.
Michael Nelson Trout.
Ooh, the full gov this time.
That's right. And it's about time something goes the way of the podcast where the news breaks before we record.
I know, right?
Because a lot of times we record and then something that's worthy of talking about happens right after or the next day.
Yeah.
But Mike Trout, announced by ESPN, the Angels, any sports network you can think of, will be returning to the Major League squad tomorrow or today as you're listening against the Guardians. And I cannot wait to have him back in the lineup. The Angels are just so much more enjoyable to watch when Mike Trout is on our team, healthy, and hopefully he stays that way for the rest of the season.
Hopefully, yeah. The Angels are going to be back on the road, leaving California for the first time since earlier this month. So
May 12th specifically. Well, if you count our homestand, May 6th specifically, we've been home, well, in California the entire month of May, basically.
Trout's been obviously dealing with some knee soreness. It was just reported today by Jeff Fletcher and others that Mike Trout will be off the IL. Matthew Lugo has unfortunately been optioned.
That's why he got optioned. That's funny because I saw Matthew Lugo getting optioned before Trout was announced.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder who's coming up then if he's going down.
Yeah, that was the corresponding move
for
Trout. So, yeah, I'm excited to see Trout back. More than likely is going to be DHing.
Hey, and I'm very happy to have Mike Trout back, but another guy that deserves some attention who just returned after over a year, Robert Stevenson.
Robert Stevenson, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, I saw him on Wednesday.
You did, and he came into that game, struck out 2 batters, and got a pop-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully this is a huge addition to our bullpen. Not really an addition because we signed him last year, but this is the first time he's been able to pitch in our uniform after his Tommy John.
Yeah, so he signed a 3-year, I think, $33 million deal.
Yeah, and thank God, because I thought it was 2. So that means we have him this year and next year.
Well, knock on wood. So, yeah, I did see him pitch with Bobby Cap, and I was giving him the whole rundown of how we signed him last year. I think maybe first game into spring training.
Yeah, I was going to say not even regular season.
Yeah, first game in spring training, I think only pitched 2 innings, and then that he felt discomfort. Turns out he was going to be out for the year.
Yeah.
So that was unfortunate news, but he's back. Yep. He's healthy. He's been rehabbing for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see him in an Angels uniform pitch for us because we really need that starting pitching help. Pitching in general.
That Yankees series was so frustrating.
It was embarrassing.
We kept them to low runs.
We did.
Which was the worst part. The game you went to was 1-0.
1-0, yep.
The game I went to was 3-2.
Yeah, it was.
And then the other one was 5-1.
Yeah, they scored the first run, the only run, with one out, or with two outs in the first inning, and just silence from both teams. I know.
That had to be a very boring game.
But it was, in reality, it was a good pitching duel. You know, Kikuchi did, you know, give up, what, 5-6 walks?
And we've talked about this before. Kikuchi's starts, as it continue to be unlucky.
Less than two earned runs in every loss so far this season.
That's wild.
So he only gave up one run. Just in total, there was really no errors. I guess if he could blame someone, maybe himself, because those walks in those first couple
innings. Yeah, first inning was shaky.
And he was able to work back. I saw
only one run.
Yeah, I saw him pitch that fifth inning, get out of it, and I think he finished it with a strikeout, and he was hyped. Yeah. But he was already up there, like, in the 90s in pitch limit, so I already knew, like, yo, he's already done for the night, which was, you know, unfortunate.
Yeah, and I really wish our offense could have helped us out. I mean, literally just two runs would have got us the win yesterday. When I went, we didn't score all the way until the ninth.
Yeah.
And then the first game against the Yankees, we just all scored one. I don't know what it was. I mean, the Yankees were in the World Series last year. They are one of the better teams. But coming off that series against Oakland, where in two games we put up 20 runs, to this entire series, we put up three.
Yeah.
The entire series.
Yeah, man. to be fair, Clark Schmidt was dealing for 6 innings, so, you know, you can't really take away anything from a good pitching performance. So Clark Schmidt, obviously, tip of the cap to him. But, yeah, that our offense, we're going back to what happened last month. We're just struggling with offense, and I don't know if we need to do what Taylor Ward did not too long ago, just face some minor league pitching and then wake ourselves up. I know it's going to be awake by then or, like, you know, soon, but I'd rather have it be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I've heard Taylor Ward mentioned in trade rumors too.
Well, I mean,
that'll happen, but
I mean, knowing the Angels, knowing how they're probably going to finish like what 75-87, I see it happening. Unfortunately,
you said knowing the Angels though. Knowing the Angels, they won't trade him.
Well, I mean, we did two trades last year, right? We traded
two relief pitchers.
Yeah, we traded.
Yeah, two guys that were on 1 year contracts and in our bullpen, Luis Garcia and who was the other one? I don't remember the other one, if I'm being honest. But, yeah, Artie Moreno in that front office, I think Artie really holds him back.
Oh, Luis Garcia.
I said Luis Garcia.
Estevez?
Estevez was the other one, yeah. Yeah, they don't really like to make big moves or really make a trade that'll benefit the team in the Artie era. I'm sure Perry Mnison would love to, but, you know, Artie Moreno is the owner of this damn team, and he sucks. But, yeah, very happy to have Mike Trout back.
Yeah, we've always been stuck between rebuilding and trying to go for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're always in between that, and I feel like the front office can't decide which one to do until it's too late, a.k.a. past the trade deadline by mid-August. And remember when they tried to go after Giolito and Reynaldo Lopez?
Yeah.
And then we just ended it up, I forgot what the
term is. They both were not good.
Yeah, but then they gave up by, like, August, and we basically ended up sending them to Cleveland by August because I forgot what the term is.
We released them or something like that.
No, not released them, but it was some sort of trade, and we basically got our money back from that. So, yeah, hopefully the front office is smart this year.
Yeah, and I'm going to rearrange our notes a little bit here just for a second since we're on the topic of baseball and the Angels. Mm-hmm. The Savannah Bananas are coming to Anaheim tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will be there.
And Saturday.
I will only be there Friday.
So if you guys are listening and you're hearing this, if you see Austin.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, if you listen in the morning and before all the festivities, then yeah, you might see me there.
Yeah. A true fan would listen to the pod right now.
An OG. Yes. A real one. But yeah, I can't wait. This will be my fourth Bananas game. Mm-hmm. I went in Fresno last year with Jasmine and Chartreuse.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland.
Cleveland with Mobo, my mom, and Shan and her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, you, and Gabe went to Rancho Cucamonga. That was the first time for all of us.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to see to when we went to that game to the point they're at now, to where they had their whole day at Disneyland for them.
I know. That is insane. I saw the reels.
Yeah. Wild. And now they're selling out every stadium they go to. And that is not only baseball stadiums. That is also football stadiums. Yeah,
Raymond James.
That's one of them. They also sold out Carolina, Clemson, Tennessee. Insane. I don't even want to imagine the atmosphere that's going to be at the stadium tomorrow. It's going to be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, oh, God. Just after how I've seen it at Cleveland, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way to describe it, for sure.
Yeah. And whenever they go to Major League stadiums, they bring out a special guest for that team.
Normally a former player.
Yeah. So, like, the Royals, they were just at Kauffman. They brought out Moustakas, Eric Hosmer. So, let's take some educated guesses on some former Angels that we think might pull up to play for the Savannah Bananas for one at-bat, one inning on the mound or something like that.
Right, right, right.
So, I did some research on this because I'm putting it in my Savannah Bananas vlog that I'll be making also. Obviously, the top names of our franchise that you think of. You think of Garrett Anderson, Tim Salmon. Well, let me tell you right away to get their names off the list, it probably won't be them.
No.
They both work with the organization still. They're both reporters on field, like usually post-game.
Right.
Yeah. And one, Garrett Anderson, just from seeing the guy and getting a vibe, I don't think he's a banana ball kind of guy.
No, no, yeah. Garrett Anderson, obviously not a lifelong Angel, but, you know, you spend, like, what, 15
pretty
years
much
with the Orton.
Career. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, he's a great player when he played with us. But, yeah, I definitely don't have him seeing in a uniform. And if he does wear one, I would be shocked, honestly.
Yeah, same with Tim Salmon. They're both very hard-nosed, very strict, I would say, is the best word I can think of it. And I don't see them doing something like banana ball. The other two guys that I think are legends of our franchise that most casuals would consider, like, oh, well, that's a historic Angel, Vladimir Guerrero.
Oh, okay, wrong outfielder. I had somebody else in mind, but I'll tell you.
I think I know who it is. He's actually my first lock-in, I think, if we're thinking of the same person. But Vlad, I just think he is chill and retired, and he wouldn't want to pull up for something like that. I think he'd enjoy it. I think he'd do it, but I don't think he's just like, oh, yeah, let me fly all the way out there, I assume. He lives back in his home country, the Dominican Republic.
The DR.
He could live in Anaheim. He could live somewhere in the U.S. But I just feel like, you know, he's made his millions. He's got his mansion, and he's just, I'm set. Like,
I think it would be funny to see Vlad Sr. just in all yellow.
Yeah, it would.
Because, you know, baseball uniforms, you're used to seeing blue, red.
In Vlad's case, orange at a time.
Yeah, with the Orioles. Yeah. But full yellow.
Yeah, that'd be a shock.
I know.
And then my last one that's like a franchise legend, but I don't think he'll do it. Jared Weaver.
Oh, okay.
Jared Weaver definitely still lives out here somewhere. He
went to CSU Long Beach, right? Yeah. For baseball. So he definitely lives in the Orange County area.
But just the personality I've seen from him on Twitter and how he is about baseball, I don't think banana ball is his thing. I feel like he's not a fan of banana ball.
Yeah, but I think he does have, you know, young kids. I think they're like, you know, probably like, you know, 10 or 12 or something, if I had to guess. So, you know, if they're fans, I wouldn't be shocked if they asked him and, you know, he asked his kids, like, hey, what do you think? Should I do this? And they're like, yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't be shocked if I saw him.
He did pull up for opening day. So that was good on him.
Exactly.
Now, the lock-ins, the ones I think have a realistic shot. That outfielder, does he start with a T?
Yeah.
Torrey Hunter?
T-Nuts, yep.
Yep. I got a pretty good feeling that Torrey Hunter might do it.
Yeah, but the only question is, it's like you mentioned with Garrett Anderson, isn't Torrey Hunter like a coach in the system?
In our team?
He popped in the dugout for one series. Isn't he like a special assistant to the GM or something?
Yeah, but is it like a 24/7 job for him? Sorry, there's a car alarm going off outside if you can hear that.
Somebody's car is getting robbed and it might be mine.
I feel like he's pretty chill on life now. Like, I know he has some sort of role, but I don't think it's required of him to be there every single day, every single week.
Yeah, but at least that's what I thought. I honestly thought he was a some part of roles.
But like, for example, when we went to Texas, he was in the dugout in Texas, like coaching. But every other series of the year, he's not.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe, like I said, I'm pretty sure he is an assistant to the GM or special assistant or special advisor.
Something fancy title.
Yeah. Torrey Hunter, is, if he isn't, you know, restricted in any way, I definitely see him playing.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like he would have a lot of fun doing it. He had a lot of fun on the field when he played. He has a lot of personality, and I think he'd be good for Banana Ball. I think he'd be a great fit.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely see it happening.
I could see that one being a good chance. Another one that I have is Troy Gloss.
Troy Gloss,
I looked up all these next guys to see what they're doing today. Troy Gloss is the manager of one of, like, the younger Team USA teams.
Okay.
Couldn't find where. But, yeah, I mean, he started his career with the Halos. He won a ring with the Halos. And I think he would also have a great time there. He seems like a pretty chill dude. And that's just another guy I was able to think of. Darren Erstad was another one.
Yeah, Gloss also won a ring with St. Louis, so he might have pulled up there. Who knows? If they do
I don't think they've been to St. Louis yet.
Oh, well, that's going to be a fun one for sure.
Yeah.
If they, when and if they do.
Yeah. And then Darren Erstad is another one I have as an option. Literally caught the last out of our World Series.
Didn't he – isn't he a coach at like –
He was at, like, at Nebraska. College.
Yeah.
He was. Not anymore.
Okay.
So I looked it up, said he'd stopped coaching in Nebraska, and he is most likely seeing his children's dance recital. That was literally the AI answer.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, he seems to have moved on and is just enjoying life at this point. And a lot of Angel fans really like Darren Erstad because of that moment in the World Series, catching the last out. And his best years were with the Halos. So.
Didn't he have, well, yeah, I get more memorable, I would say. He did. Yeah. Didn't he win a World Series with the White Sox in 05?
Was he there in 05?
I want to say he was.
I know he was a White Sox.
Yeah.
But when you think of Darren Erstad, you think of him on the Halos.
Well, yeah, because of that final out.
Yeah, and he spent like 7 years with us, two with the White Sox and one with Houston, something like that. I did a lot of research before all this. But, yeah, there is three guys. I got two left. Howie Kendrick, I definitely think his personality would fit Banana Ball really well. He has a lot of fun always. And his only All-Star appearance was as an Angel.
Yeah. But I feel like more people know Howie Kendrick for that home run off Will Harris.
Yeah.
As a National.
They already played in D.C.
Oh, there you go.
And he would just fit it perfectly. And I only think he wouldn't be there because he also works with the Phillies front office right now, which I looked up. And the last one, this is a huge fan favorite. Angel fans love this guy.
Juan Rivera.
Not bad, but I got him, this guy, above Juan Rivera. Sean Figgins.
Oh, dude, I love Sean Figgins.
See?
I love Sean Figgins.
Told you. So, yeah, spent a lot of his career with the Angels, and like I said, huge fan favorite. So, with those five, Torrey Hunter, Troy Gloss, Darren Erstad, Howie Kendrick, Sean Figgins, I think the most realistic is Torrey Hunter. That would be my lock-in answer. Do you have a lock-in with those five, or do you have anybody else that I didn't say?
The only one is Torrey Hunter.
Yeah.
I definitely see him just having, like, one AB. I don't need...
Well, that's what they always do.
Yeah, so... Yeah. You really went off the rip. I thought we were going to go back and forth, but you just, like, gave me all your guys.
Well,
like,
I wrote it down for the banana video.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had all the info ready to go.
You know what? That makes sense. So let me whip out my notes.
He has physical paper, if you couldn't tell.
I know, right? Old school. I didn't really write down, like, maybes or lock-ins. I just thought, like, likelihoods. Just based on likelihoods. Yeah, yeah. No order. No. Oh, I also had Jared Weaver. Yeah. Jared Weaver, like, throwing an inning. Because Roger Clemens even pitched with the bananas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That, my mind even went to Chuck Finley. You know, he could. You never know.
So, I only wrote down three names.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about it too hard. Obviously, Torrey Hunter. You explained it perfectly.
Yeah.
Jared Weaver. Obviously, I went into depth a little bit as well with that one. Mm. But I just had a feeling like they obviously have to bring someone from the World Series team as my phone fell. Oh, well. Whatever.
Throwback to Mobo doing that all the time.
I know, right? Yeah. But the one that I got from the World Series team is K-Rod.
I thought of him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why, because I just feel like he's just chilling at home, like doing nothing. So, plus he was someone very big and like you know, for like, you know, a decade on the team. He has the single season record for the most saves with 62.
Yeah.
So I definitely see him at least, you know, either pitching to a batter, pitching to an inning.
Yeah.
But you obviously came up with some great names too, like Sean Figgins. I didn't even think of Sean Figgins. Eckstein would have been another good one.
Yeah.
Spezio, not really, just because, you know, I don't know. He had personal problems. Yeah. And like, yeah, so.
You just got to think of their personality too, because banana ball is a whole different animal from regular baseball. And I literally got off the phone with somebody today who called it fake baseball. And I was like, okay, hater.
But, do you want to call him out?
Nope. But I was like, all right, like, just enjoy it, bro. Like, come on. But, yeah, you definitely got to think with that personality side, too. Because there are players that are probably thinking like that. And like, eh, not my thing.
And one more that I thought of as you were going over to where I was like, you said an outfielder. And I thought of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun, I doubt he'd show up, but I feel like a true Angel fan would know. Reggie Willits.
Okay.
Played
zero career home runs.
Played his entire career with the Angels. Okay. Yeah. Not many people can say that. You know, Garrett Anderson can't say that.
No, he can't.
John Lackey can't say that.
No, he can't. John Lackey would be a cool one, too.
Vlad Sr. can't even say that.
Nope.
The only ones that can so far have say it as of now are like Neto, Chanuel, Ohapi, Trout.
All in their rookie contracts.
Yeah, Trout. Well, I mean, Trout's had a pretty big contract.
Well, not Trout.
But yeah, so like I said, obviously more than likely not going to happen, but I would love to see Reggie Willits.
Here, let's see. I'm going to ask my phone exactly what I asked all the other players.
What's Reggie Willits doing right now?
What is Francisco Rodriguez doing right now? AI overview. Francisco, I don't remember anybody ever calling him Kiki. Francisco Kiki Rodriguez, former MLB pitcher, is no longer active in pro baseball. He's likely retired from professional play, although he did express a desire to return to the MLB in 2019 after signing with a Mexico team. But that was 5 years ago. So
that could there was also another Francisco Rodriguez in the Angels well after the K-Rod one retired. So, you know, it could be something else, but who knows? Is that Google AI?
Yeah. Last played with the Orioles in 2013. Wow. That's K-Rod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't even know.
I think I'm pretty sure.
I know he played K-Rod with the Tigers, the Brewers. I think he played Mets for a little bit. Mets? Oh, yeah, because of that pop-up error. Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see who they bring. When I went to Cleveland, it was Kipnis. That was dope.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. He, you know, one of the more famous players that they went to the World Series with. So.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking World Series. I'm like, they'll probably – because – even if it's not a legend, because they do bring out legends sometimes, they will find a fan favorite that really meant a lot to the franchise. Like,
yeah.
Like Sean Figgins, like Troy Glass.
Mycers, Torres.
Micer. That'd be...
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked if like Jose or Benji Molina maybe
the caught... The Molinos, yeah.
Caught for like an inning.
Maybe, yeah.
That'd be pull a red shorts and just catch an inning.
This is also the first time I will not be seeing them play the Party Animals
because
they've expanded over the years. They've added new teams, the Texas Tailgaters, and the team I will be seeing, the Firefighters.
The Firefighters. That's their third newest?
That was the third team, yeah.
Yeah.
So it went from Bananas to Party Animals to Firefighters to the Texas Tailgaters, and they're supposed to introduce two more teams down the line.
God, dude, the way their trajectory is like...
They could be a literally MLB competitor by the time they build all these teams.
Dude, they're not even aiming for like the moon anymore. They're aiming for the stars.
Yeah, they're aiming for the next galaxy over.
I know, dude.
Everywhere they go, it sells out.
They
prove every city wrong that their attendance sucks because it's like, no, if you put something fun and cool and what we want to see on the field, the fans will show up.
Oh, yeah.
So, Angels, like if you were good and winning games and a smart organization, that stadium would be packed. It was in the 2000s.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. So it's not a city problem. It is a team problem. And just watch, the Bananas are going to sell that thing out tomorrow. I already know it.
Didn't it sell out like a couple months ago?
Yes, but...
Yeah, so...
Visually.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's the first time it's going to be sold out since, what, 2014 in the playoffs?
Well, no, I'm sure the Yankees game one might have been sold out.
Well, it was Memorial Day, too.
It looked packed on TV.
Well, yeah, Memorial Day, everybody had the day off.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go to Monday because, like, you know, everybody was going to go. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'll go Wednesday.
Yep, and I went Tuesday. Let's move on.
And we saw them lose.
To another baseball stadium that I just recently visited, the Sacramento A's temporary 3-year stadium, I think, before they go to Vegas.
What's the official move-in date? Or like,
I think it's 27.
27.
Because they'll play 25, 26. Oh, wait, 27. So maybe 28.
The math is mathing.
Yeah.
But honestly, who knows at this point? Because like, last I checked.
Like, I mean, it seems, because it seemed like they were on shaky terms with Vegas.
Yeah. That's what but I heard too.
Now they got the Vegas patch on their arm. They have Vegas sponsored walls in the outfield. So it's like, it seems like they're going to do the move, but you never know. They're set up there for 3 years. So who knows where this will end up finishing. But yeah. I was like, you know what? It's a new ballpark that a major league game is being played in. I want to see it. And I was offered tickets by a friend, and she said, hey, we got four. You can have them if you want. And I was like, yes, please.
Any game, by the way, that series, right?
Of the Angels series, yeah. So went up there. It was about an 8-hour drive mm-hmm. with my car and charging. And yeah, it was fine on the way up.
But did you go alone?
No, I was with Ty Guy on the way up. Fine going that way because we left, you know, with the sun up and everything. And I had no reason to stay, but I'll get to that after the game. And I believe it was the best game of the whole series, mm-hmm. easily. We won 10-5. We had Neto go deep. We had Adele go deep. And Logan Ohapi.
Oppenheimer.
With one of those home runs being 470 feet.
Yeah, the second longest by an Angel in the StatCast era.
Mm-hmm. What is Trout number one at 484? The one he hit this year?
I think so. I forgot what I don't know when, but he definitely, yeah, he hit one farther.
Yeah. He also hit that one into the waterfall in Kansas City. That one was crushed a couple years ago. But, yeah, they all homered. Kurtz, the first baseman for the A's, he went deep twice. And that fella knew it both times because we had nice seats. Thank you, Deanna, right behind home plate. I watched that fella when he hit it, and he just stared at it. I'm like, damn.
It's one of those when you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not like at softball when somebody hits a deep fly ball and they just start walking and then the second it hits off the fence, they realize, oh, I want to run. And then it's too late. And they stop at first with a single.
But, yeah, great game for the Halos. I was so happy they won, especially in that fashion. Because if I would have drove all that way to see us lose or to get destroyed, that would have sucked.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned, I think it was, what, last year, the year before, when the Angels opened the season in Baltimore. I asked you, like, because there was other content creators, Angel content creators who went.
Yeah.
And asked you, like, why didn't you want to go? And then you said, I don't want to go to another city just to see my team and then that they team lose.
Yeah. So, especially on opening day when you're supposed to be all happy and joyful.
Exactly. And I think they, I don't think they got swept, but they lost.
They
the
got
series.
Destroyed in that first game. I remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, to be fair, it was against Corbin Burns. So
either way. Yeah. No, when I travel, I'd rather not see my team.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see the team I'm seeing traveling to. And a random team in the MLB that I have no attachment.
That way you have no dog in the fight. And
just enjoy baseball.
You're just a bystander. Exactly. Yep.
Just be a fan. That's easy. And I think everyone should live by that. If you're going to go travel to a new stadium, don't follow your team. Because, yes, if they win, big dubs, lots of happiness. But if they lose, it sucks. Because you paid a lot of money. You paid for a flight, a hotel. And then you feel like bummed. So just go see a random team.
Unless you're Pantone 294.
Yeah.
Those guys go everywhere.
Yeah, they go everywhere. The Dodgers fan traveling group, if you didn't know that.
And they win. So.
Well, yeah, they're the Dodgers. Yeah. I also wanted to grab some merch while I was in Sacramento because I wanted something that said Sacramento
because
it's a temporary thing. And I was like, okay, I collect baseballs and bats, like baseballs with designs and the mini bats and all that stuff. None of those said Sacramento. Not a single one. They all just said A's or Athletics. And I was like, damn, nothing?
Well, yeah, to be fair, if you go on the MLB app, it doesn't say Sacramento Athletics. It says
Athletics.
So more than likely, you're not going to find any piece of memorabilia with the city.
When I first walked into the store, there were shirts that said Sacramento. But I typically don't like going for clothes when I'm looking at merch because me and clothes, we have a battle. Sometimes I'll like how a shirt fits the first time, then, you know, I wash it, then I don't like how it fits, and then I never wear it again, or, you know, I only wear like a rotation of 20 shirts because I'm like, those are the ones I like. And the rest of the closet can screw. They don't feel good on my body. So I never aim to buy clothes when I'm traveling or buying merch. So I was looking, no baseballs, no bats. How about a sticker? No stickers. How about a pin? No pins. So then I was like, you know what? I also collect souvenir cups from all the stadiums I go to. Let me get one. So I pull up. I see the fountain drinks. I see the cups. I'm like, boom, Sacramento.
Wow. That's actually the first time I've seen that cup, even though it was next to me the entire podcast. That's the first wild time I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it, obviously, in distance, but I never saw, like, the full 360. But so, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like it. That's pretty... dude, like, it's glossy, too.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Killed two birds with one stone.
Wow.
Got the Sacramento merch and got a souvenir cup. So, very glad I found that. And that satisfied me. I didn't need the bat. I didn't need the ball after that. So, thank God. And the way home... Actually, before the way home, we went out with our friends. Also, Tyler... Let me break this down very slowly because it gets confusing. We have Ty Guy that plays Dodger films with us. Most of you know him. And then we have Kershey's girlfriend who has shown up in a Dodger films video once, maybe twice. A
couple times.
Her name is also Tyler. I know some people will be like, wait, really? Yes, her name is also Tyler. So there's Ty Guy. And there's Ty Girl. We call them that when they're together to be able to differentiate them instead of Tyler. And they both turn around. And then our friend Mario. He also went with us.
I love Mario.
Yeah.
Mario, if you're watching, I love you.
And we went to a bar restaurant that Ty Girl knows because she goes to school in Sacramento. And it was really cool. It was all themed out for Star Wars up there. Apparently it changes all the time.
Okay.
And she wanted to film a TikTok after. So we're filming our TikTok. I said, hey, let these people walk by so they don't walk during the middle of the shot. And then he goes, you don't want him in it? This guy. And he's holding a pigeon.
A pigeon.
In his hand. Just a, here you don't want him in it? And I'm like, what the hell? Did you just pick that up? And he's like, I've had it for 7 months. He was wild, though. I was like, so he's just your pet? He's like, yeah, I've had him since November.
Now this is just one bird, right?
One bird.
This isn't like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, where like the bird lady's like, you know.
Okay, no. So it's just one bird.
Okay.
Yeah, and dude was the chillest bird ever, dude. They clipped his wings so he can't just like fly away.
They clipped its wings?
You never heard that term?
No.
All bird owners, they clip their wings so they don't. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it act. I don't think they're taking their wings and chopping them off. Okay,
that's literally, because I'm not a bird owner.
No.
So when I hear clip its wings, I think they took its wings away.
No.
Okay.
No, the wings are still there. That's the term they say to disable their flying. I don't know what it does, but yeah, they clip the wings.
Wow.
So, yeah.
This is brand new information.
Hold on. Let's see. What does it mean to clip a bird's wings? Clipping a bird's wings, or wing clipping, refers to the practice of trimming the primary flight feathers. Oh, okay. So apparently there's feathers that give them the ability to fly.
Right.
And they just take those out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they basically turn into like a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was loyal. It stayed on the shoulder. It
can't fly. What is it supposed to do? Run away?
Well, he also feeds them for 7 months, so I'm sure he's like, well, I got it good here. Why not?
Exactly.
I mean, it could run away.
It could.
Can't fly away.
How far is it going to go until it gets tired? It's not used to running. It's used to flying.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty funny thing that happened to us right before we hit the road again. And we decided to turn around that same day. Drove up. Saw the game. Went to the restaurant. And we're like, you know what? We're going home. And Ty Girl did offer us to stay at her place. And I was like 50-50. I was like, you know, that does sound nice. Maybe leave at like 2 a.m. Because I didn't want to leave super early and deal with traffic the whole way home.
Right.
I'd rather leave in the middle of the night where nobody's awake. And I debated doing that. And then I said, you know, we're just going to go now. Mm-hmm. And we did. And that final hour, that final hour was rough.
Back home.
Yeah.
So you're basically back in Orange County. What?
No, we were in LA County. So we're literally like where we play softball, like literally around that area.
So what made it rough, or what was that?
No
like?
Sleep.
Ah. Okay.
We're pulling back up at like when we hit that point, I think it was like 7:30 a.m.
So what time did you leave?
Midnight.
Oh.
And so I'm like,
there's a graveyard hours.
I'm literally like, I can do it. I did it.
Yeah. I've driven like that before. Like, yet. Mm-hmm. It's not safe. It's not recommended.
Nope.
and you had someone in the car with you.
He was knocked out for 3 hours.
Dude.
He didn't wake up till we got off the freeway. And as a slight punishment, I was like, I'm washing my car in a car wash because it was filthy from all the bugs hitting the front of the car and everything. Mm-hmm. I said, before we make it home, we're running through this car wash really quick. So I did. And then we made it home and I slept till I think we finally made it home at 8:30 a.m. Then I woke up at 4 p.m. that same day.
So you basically had like a car's version of jet lag.
Yeah. Basically. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's no term for that.
Yeah.
When you drive for so long, you start to nod off. Because like jet lag, obviously.
Road lag?
Road lag, I guess. We just invent it? Road lag?
Road lag.
I like road lag.
Road lag, right? That's good, yeah.
But yeah.
Credit to me.
That was a very fun trip. And hopefully I'll be doing more stadiums this year. I mentioned it in a previous podcast. There is a hopeful Cincinnati plan in the month of June. Hopefully it comes to fruition. And I will see some of you in Cincinnati.
Is there a Sacramento vlog, by the way?
There is. There is a Sacramento vlog. That people can watch. Yes. Yes, it is called Road Trip to See the Halo. Let me just.
I remember you asked me like the night before, like, what should I title this? So it doesn't seem too long. So it makes sense. But I don't want
to. Road Trip to See the Angels Dominate the A's in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you talked about the Cup, but do you want to talk about the baseball before we get off topic?
Or yeah, just sure. I mean, I put it out there. I should have talked about it when we were talking about
it. Yeah, that's why, but you kept rambling.
But so I love like... unique baseballs, and this one I got yesterday? 2 days ago. And it has our City Connect stamp on there. Didn't even know we did that. But the homie Shannon had like 5 of them. And he was like, you want one? I was like, hell yeah, I want one. So now I have this one. I have another one with our 20th World Series anniversary on it. And I have one more with our 60th anniversary logo on it. So yeah, just wanted to put it out there.
So now, before we do get off topic and change it, with the A's moving to Vegas soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Vegas trip?
There will be a Vegas trip when they move to Vegas.
I'll be there.
Yeah, yes, you will.
Yeah, I'll be there.
This guy's trying to get us back to Vegas so bad after WrestleMania. He wants us to go to a power slap competition. He wants us to go to a magic show.
Well, that was just for just like the most like
bare minimum
reason to like go. Mm-hmm. Another question that I have that maybe viewers have as well. Because you went to a minor league stadium.
Yes, it is also split with the River Cats currently.
Yeah, the Triple A affiliation of the Athletics.
Yeah.
Are you going to Steinbrenner Field potentially this year?
Oh, for the Rays?
Yeah.
You see, I knew I was going to do the A's because it's in California and it's very close and it's affordable. I say very close. It was still 7 hours. But if I were to pay for a flight, it would have been like an hour. But Steinbrenner, temporary home of the Rays.
Mm-hmm. Technically, you would call it another major league stadium.
It would be. I'm calling this one a major league stadium. Exactly. A major league game was played in it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, what are their plans?
Like months ago, it was originally stated that it would be ready by next season. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying it's not going to be ready by next season at all. So you most likely have another year.
You know what? If it's still the stadium next year, I will highly think about it.
Okay. Highly think about it.
No guarantee.
Right.
But it's across the country.
It's Florida.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Because
it would have been great to go there for the Angels this year. We owned them in that stadium this year.
Plus, you're going to Tennessee for the Nashville Speedway. I am. So that's three different non-major league stadiums.
Checked off.
Yeah. Who can say that except like Zach Hampel?
So. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, but yeah, I haven't even announced that. I will. That is locked in. I will be in Tennessee for the Speedway game, the Braves versus the Reds.
Well, remind us when, because I don't know.
August 2nd,
okay,
I believe.
Okay.
So I can't wait for that. As soon as I heard, I don't even like NASCAR, never even watched it, but I don't know why. Just hearing that there's going to be a Major League Baseball stadium inside of a Speedway sounded dope. Yeah. I was like, I want to be there for that.
I know Connor's going to watch that. He loves NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. Connor's a NASCAR guy for some reason.
I mean, everybody has their own, you know.
I just don't get it. I get the sport of NASCAR. I just don't get the fandom of NASCAR.
Yeah. But, you know, people like fast cars, like Mobo. He likes cars. So everybody has their own likings to it.
Yeah. And also, I feel like I should say some things about this stadium. The ball flies in that stadium. My God. Like, the amount of home runs and the distance they were going. And you know what? For that rushed temporary stadium, not bad. Mm-hmm. What they were able to do. They hung up their retired numbers on a brick wall on the concourse. On tarps. Like, printed out tarps.
Well, that's like the cheap way of doing it. Yep. But, I mean, it's there.
It's there.
It's there.
It wasn't that bad, not going to lie.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully Fireball was supposed to join you on that trip.
He was, but he backed out because his back hurt.
He backed out because his back hurt.
Yeah.
So he backed out because of his back.
Yeah.
Hope you get better, Fireball.
Me too, Fireball. Let's shift sports, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
To basketball. So we were really hoping that we'd be able to tell you guys our predictions and everything for the NBA Finals. The Thunder moved on, swept the Timberwolves. So they're in. They're good. SGA won MVP. Thunder fans are loving it.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought, with the Pacers being up 3-1, and that game currently being played as we speak, it is currently on my TV. In fact, I also want to talk about these, so I might as well be able to show you guys. These Ray-Ban Meta glasses. I just got them. They can record, so you guys can see Cap right there. Anything I see. So, literally, game 5 is happening right now. But the Knicks are up by a large margin. So it looks like the Pacers aren't going to move on yet. It is currently 96-79.
Yeah, it looks like there is going to be a game 6.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers and Knicks, of course, are battling for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Correct.
WWE drew it up first, just saying. I think you could agree with me on that.
Yeah, if you don't know what he's referencing, WWE last year had Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson in the ring together, and now they're facing off.
Yeah.
It's poetic.
Do you see Triple H's tweet?
No.
Where it said, it's almost like we wrote it.
So sports are scripted.
No, I mean.
But.
No.
Yeah, so we were going to go into this saying, Pacers, Thunder, NBA Finals. But we're going to have to wait. So.
Okay, but you know what? Let's do this. Let's give our predictions for at least the Eastern Conference Finals. How about that?
So this one currently going on right now. Because I want to see it happen so badly. I'm going to say the Knicks move on.
Me too,
I'm going to say they come all the way back.
Me too. I love Haliburton. I love that he's a wrestling fan, especially a WWE fan.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to see him in the finals. But
New
York's been impatient when it comes to basketball. I think Spike Lee was... what, 20 years younger? What was it, the year 2000? Back when the Knicks were back in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Long
Wasn't
time
Brunson's
ago.
Dad, like, on that team? Well, anyway, dude.
I just want to see New York explode.
I told you that.
And every time I say that, people say to me, they're going to explode, win or lose. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be crazier if they win.
Yeah, I told my sister, because obviously she knows like the Rizzler and all that stuff. So I told her, I showed her a video and I told her if New York makes it to the finals, New York's going to explode.
Oh yeah.
Pandemonium. They made it to the finals. They didn't win the finals. If they advance, they're going to the finals. So I just feel like New York's just, I feel like that whole state or maybe just different boroughs are just going to take the day off from work and just go crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of arrests are going to be made. Like that one fan who jumped the barrier at Angel Stadium on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. I was there when it happened.
Yeah.
But I know you want to say something right now. So I'll just say the Knicks. I want the Knicks to advance.
Me too.
And obviously Knicks in 7.
So I looked it up to see if the Knicks will beat MSG if they make it to game 7. Because it went 2-2. Right. 2 in MSG, 2 in Indiana. They're back in MSG right now.
For game 5.
Saturday, they're back in Indiana.
for game six if necessary.
Yes. And then Monday, if necessary, game seven, they go back to MSG.
Oh, my God.
So games, if game seven happens, it's at MSG.
For those who New York, if you are listening to this pod and you somehow are still alive, please let us know that you're okay.
Be safe.
Be safe out there. Lock your doors, board up your windows, celebrate responsibly if you do get there. But yeah, I'm hoping for New York to make it to the finals. But yeah, I guess we'll give our official predictions for the finals when we get there.
Before we know, as this game is currently going on, if it's Thunder Knicks, I think Thunder win. They've seemed unstoppable in the playoffs.
Okay.
So, yeah, Thunder.
And what about Pacers Thunder?
Still Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I also wrote down the scenarios. If it's Pacers Thunder, Thunder. I also wrote down SGA Finals MVP, more than likely.
He already won the Western Conference Final MVP.
So. And then and NBA the MVP. Exactly. So, regular season. Well. For Knicks versus Thunder, if it does get there, I think it goes to seven.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Knicks are going to be that scrappy team that find a way to win against like this monster of a team of the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote down two potential finals MVPs for either team if one of them wins. For OKC, I didn't write down SGA. I wrote down Jalen Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, Jalen Williams is someone who I bet on a lot, I think, last season and maybe a little bit of this season, but he's a great player.
Give me Bald King Alex Caruso.
Alex off the bench type of guy. Yes, sir. Okay. What's his name? Beam on Earth with a shot on the line. Give me
Iguodala.
Yeah, Caruso's basically Iguodala just off the bench. But if the Knicks make it to the finals and win against OKC, then I got Brunson. Okay. I don't think it's going to be Cat.
I want the Knicks to win everything. So.
Yeah. No. Is that the only New York team you're rooting for? Because, you know, Yankees, Mets, Rangers.
Oh, I'm just talking about in this playoffs. Okay. I'm not talking about for the rest of my life.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping for the Knicks. Like, I want to see New York collapse and then rebuild.
Yeah, I wanted to enter, like, 2012, the movie, but only in New York.
Yeah. Because look at the Thunder. They got the big three. They got SGA. They got Chet Holmgren. And they got Jalen Williams. All right. They drafted them, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Mm. So they're already in the finals. And isn't there like a draft where they have like...
I think they have a bunch of picks stacked
up. But it's a bunch of like first round picks too.
Yeah.
So the Thunder are fine for like at least the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So if the Thunder don't win this year, I'm fine with them losing this year. They could win next year. The Knicks.
Ride or die Knicks.
It's always the Knicks that have like the bad luck. That's always the team that gets memed on.
The first game in that series where Halliburton hit that one when he did the choke and everything.
Oh, man.
Luckiest fall in I've ever seen. Luckiest bounce. Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know. Which one was more luckier? Would you say that one with Halliburton or would you say Kawhi's?
That one. To go that sky high and drop perfectly in.
I know. The Kawhi one, though, when he shot it and Embiid tried to block it.
And everyone's just sitting there like.
Just, it felt like the world stood still with that shot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think the Kawhi one was probably more climactic just because, like, you know, like, just looking and waiting for that. Well, the Halliburton was cool, though, because of the emote that he hit on the Knicks.
Yeah,
because
he thought he won it.
And they went on to win that game.
They did. But he thought he hit the game winner right there. But his foot was on the line, so it was overtime instead of a game winner.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah, I don't know. That one, that was the luckiest bounce I've ever seen. It fell perfectly right through.
Swish.
Yeah, and I honestly think that made this series the way it is. Because if the Knicks win that game, I feel like everything goes very differently. But, I mean, how can you lose on that kind of shot, go to overtime, and deal with that? It's hard to stomach that.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they had a lot of toughness and grit trying to recover from that shot. And right now, looking like they'll make it 3-2.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. I'm excited because this is great for basketball.
Yeah.
You know, usually the All-Star game is where everybody has their criticism about the league.
Yeah.
But when you get, like, great matchups like this, this is what it's all about. Like, especially when you have no dog in the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Just the outsider looking in, like, it's just great. I love playoff sports in any fashion. So this is great.
Yeah, and there's Stanley Cup playoffs going on right now, but I have no idea what's happening over there.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers are making their third consecutive finals, or Stanley Cup finals appearance.
And what's the other side?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Well, let's see.
I wish I was more well-versed.
Who is in the hockey playoffs? The other side is Stars and Oilers. The Oilers are up 3-1. They're currently winning.
Dallas Stars and Edmonton Oilers. Okay. Damn,
I was going to pick Stars, but looks like they're about to get eliminated.
Yeah. So.
So it'll be the Oilers and the Panthers. Give me Panthers because my dad's born and raised in Florida. So
third Stanley Cup Finals appearance, I'm probably going to go with the Panthers as well. So it's kind of like the solid bet.
We don't really know anything about hockey. We know how it's played, but we don't know players. We know teams, but like the players and who's good, who's bad, all that stuff. Yeah.
We know the famous players. We don't know all the teams. Nope. We don't know the rules, but we love fighting.
Yep.
That's really it. Yeah. It's the unfortunate truth, but
yeah.
And
that'll pretty much wrap it up. We are going to Money in the Bank next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll be talking a lot about Money in the Bank next week.
Yeah, so. For the most part, mainly wrestling. Obviously, we'll do some sports as well, but we're going to mainly talk about wrestling. So those of you who are WWE fans, we're going to be talking a lot about that. We're going to talk about our opinions.
Yep.
Who's going to win.
Yep.
You know, who's.
And I'll plan with you as we're currently sitting here. We usually typically film on Monday and Tuesdays. Let's definitely not film Monday so we can see another qualifying match. So
I agree.
Who else is in it?
I think there might be a qualifying match on Friday.
Well, tomorrow.
No, next week.
There probably one more.
Because there's still three spots left for the women's, right? And two for the men.
Three for the men.
Two.
Sokoa, LA Knight, Seth Rollins. Three left.
And Penta.
Oh, and Penta. So, two left.
Yeah. So. So, two for the men, three for the women.
Yeah. So by the time we film next week, there should only be one spot left for each.
Probably, who knows? Okay. But hopefully that last person isn't like a game changer where our decisions are made.
Yeah.
And I feel like the card should be filled out for Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank.
Yeah, we'll get it all into
exactly.
Week.
So if you are a wrestling fan, be sure to tune in next week
because we'll be there. We'll be there in person.
Exactly,
he'll be at both.
Exactly, I'll be at Worlds Collide at the Forum, and we'll be at Money in the Bank.
Correct.
Poppy Cap's gonna be there. Shorty's gonna be there.
Shorty will be there. So yeah, can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you all for listening. 7 a.m. on Fridays, you get Apple, Spotify, and the YouTube video.
Yep, Fridays as well, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
That's what I just said.
Because
we're all Fridays now.
On Apple Podcasts, on Spotify.
That's what I said.
Oh, I just heard you say YouTube.
No, Apple, Spotify, and the video on YouTube.
The video on YouTube. Well, some people don't listen.
Sometimes you got to repeat things.
Yeah.
Sometimes people's brains are turned off when you're talking to them.
I know, and then you got to repeat something. Things like the third time, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's me when I'm editing a video on our PlayStation parties. Anyways, thank you all very much for your support, and we will see you in episode 110.
See you next week.